Hello, hello, hello. It is Kristen Gunch, your host of Office Escape, coming back at you after a little bit of a break. And I wanted to, one, explain the gap in broadcasting, two, explain the direction that I'd like this podcast to go in, three, give an announcement of what's up and coming, and four, give a little twist. So explaining the gap. We live in Lake Tahoe, a very seasonal town, a tourist town. And as I explained in episode one, my husband and I run a wakeboard water ski school. He mainly manages it, but I also help him with it. And our summers are extremely busy with clients coming up, and we're always out on the lake. And now that summer has finished and we've moved into fall, it is our time to wrap things up and get ready for the changing of the seasons. So we have pulled the boat, we've detailed it, we've winterized it, we've gotten it wrapped, and we've put it in storage for the winter. This is also our time to button things down around the house and take care of maintenance stuff, especially since we're not here year round, but also before the snow falls. So we have been re-siding the outside of the house. We've been fixing gates and fences. We've been pulling up an old concrete walkway that was crumbling and falling apart in the front of our house. So we have framed it and we're getting concrete poured tomorrow for that. And we still have more to go on that project. So we're not totally done with these projects, but we're at a good point where I could start putting my focus back here again. So I'm really excited to do that. And moving forward, my goal, my plan for this podcast is to broadcast bi-weekly on Tuesdays and Fridays. Now, of course, this gap that we just experienced is something that it is going to happen just by the nature of our lives living in two different countries. We're in Costa Rica in the winters and in Lake Tahoe in the summers. So there's going to be times when I'm traveling or when we get back to the property in Costa Rica, I might be overwhelmed with cleaning up the jungle because it's been the rainy season. And due to everything that's going on in the world with this pandemic, not only was our business shut down over there, but our caretaker, who was supposed to go there with his girlfriend from the States, wasn't able to go. And we made the tough decision to just lock the doors, which is a scary thing to do because it's a tremendous amount of work, even when we're there, just cleaning up constantly, like sweeping bugs and cleaning up cobwebs. And because the business was shut down, we weren't rent rooms to guests and, you know, the other building next to mine, no one was going in and out. So bats were already moving in before I even left. So I just am nervous to what we are going home to. We've had two big trees fall on the property. One took out one of our water lines. So we know that there's going to be cleanup to do when we get back, and also just getting everything ready to possibly rent again. But if everything's still kind of shut down and travelers aren't coming, we might just get into remodels and such. So I'll keep you updated on what those projects will look like as we make our plan for heading back there. But in the meantime, like I said, Tuesday and Friday is what I plan to broadcast. And I'm super excited because I have my first couple guests all lined up. And I'm super excited because I know their stories. I know them personally and their stories are good. How we met is awesome. And they're cool entrepreneurs with really good energy. And, another twist that I wanted to add to this podcast, which I touched on briefly in my first episode, is Given my background in wellness as a yoga teacher and massage therapist, I had talked about possibly having a separate podcast for that, but why have a separate one? So I'm going to combine it. I'm going to make it both. It's about escaping corporate life and it's about wellness. And interestingly enough, my corporate career was with a company that was environmentally, it cared for the environment. It wasn't a nonprofit, but we raised money for nonprofits and we educated people about living sustainable lifestyles. And I got super into green cleaning when I worked there. And I'm still kind of a nut about it because I really just don't like the smell of chemicals and I don't like chemicals on my skin. And I find that a lot of the time the natural cleaners just do a better job. So I want to talk to you guys a little bit about what I do with that, how I make my own cleaners, the essential oils that I love and adore and I'm slightly obsessed with, and I'll, you know, incorporate that with my guests, which is perfect because the guests, coincidentally, that I already lined up, they're both kind of wellness nuts as well. And when I say both, I mean both sets, because the first one, there's a couple that I'm going to interview, and then another ex-coworker. So yeah, that's super exciting and in the works. And as for today, since I don't have a guest and you already have heard my story about escaping my corporate gig, and I could talk to you more about our wakeboard water ski school and all that, but I kind of want to save that for my husband when I can get him on as a guest, because I'd love for you guys to meet him as well and hear his story, because his story is really awesome too. So today I want to talk about some of the health stuff that I've been focusing on since it was like, I guess, late July. Friends had kept my mom has been pushing me to try this keto thing, and friends were also messaging me, and then a girlfriend added me to this group on Facebook for keto, and I wasn't sure if I wanted to do it or not, but what really got me, like, I was kind of incorporating a little more meat here and there, but I didn't really know what I was doing. And then it wasn't until in this Facebook group with a friend that she brought up intermittent fasting, and something clicked in me and I was like, I'm interested, because I know that on days when I eat too frequently, I don't feel as good. And like, there's a lot of mornings when my husband, bless his heart, he makes me a wonderful breakfast and I'm not even hungry, but I eat it because he made it for me. But I don't end up feeling good. You know, end up afterwards feeling like, oh, I shouldn't have had those eggs or whatever it was. And so with the intermittent fasting, I was like, oh, you know, this might be a healthy way for me to cut back on some of those meals and possibly drop a little weight. I'm in pretty good shape, but I definitely have like 10 pounds I could lose. And I've already lost 7. So I'm moving in the right direction. So with the intermittent fasting, what I'm doing is, and I kind of change it. Right now I'm doing a 2 p.m. start eat, but sometimes I do a noon start eat. So they talk about it a lot with IF, that's it, for the intermittent fasting, that you want to do an 8-hour eating window and then a 16-hour fasting time, and 8 of that is while you sleep. And so I was doing that for a while. And then, not to get too into the spiritual stuff, but right now I'm doing a spiritual fast kind of in combination with my intermittent fasting, because it helps you stick to it. So I'm doing 21 days, with a 2 p.m. start time, which I have not, cheated on at all. I'm really proud of, but I was originally going to try for a shorter eating window too, of just 2 to 6, and that was unrealistic. So, I do try and stop eating before 8, or at the very least before 9. So I still do have a considerable fast, what's the purpose of intermittent fasting? It helps your body digest better because you're giving your gut a rest and giving it time to go after, I guess, foods that if you keep feeding it, it has to move on to like the new stuff that you're digesting. So it gives it more time to really process thoroughly. And it also, and the whole idea behind keto is switching the way that your body burns fuel from burning carbohydrates to burning fat. And so, and I'm still learning. I don't know a ton about, I would say there's so much information out there about keto. I haven't figured it all out yet. So don't take what I'm saying as like something that I'm recommending. I'm just telling my story. This is what I'm doing right now and what I'm feeling and what results I'm getting. But definitely if you are considering doing either intermittent fasting or keto, if you have any other underlying conditions or anything, I would definitely talk to a health professional that knows your history and your story to help you through it. But for me, and I'll tell you where I kind of messed up and how I, you know, would kind of change, rechart my direction and get back in there. So at first I was misinformed that keto is like you mainly just eat meat, just lots and lots of meat, just eat meat. But it's more complicated than that because you need to, they call it macros. It's like figuring out how much fat, how much protein, and how much carbohydrates you're consuming in a day and figuring out what's appropriate. And then also, if your goal is weight loss, and I didn't know this until just recently, but it makes sense. They tell you to like up your fat intake because you're trying to convince your body to burn fat instead of carbohydrates. So it's like really low carbs and then high fat. But if you're trying to get your body to burn your stored fat, then you need to consume less fat than your body needs for fuel. So it's not just a switch over to all fats and don't worry about how much you are consuming or skipping your breakfast and then eating as much as you want the rest of the day. So I'm still learning and I still eat carbs. Like I had pasta for lunch today because I had it in the fridge and it just looked tasty and sounded good. And I will say I didn't feel good though after I ate it because I have been weeding out carbs. I haven't had like a carb loaded meal like that. So I did feel heavy and full. So my dinner will be baked Brussels sprouts, bacon bits on it, a little bit healthier. But the thing is, I'm still full from that lunch that I may not even eat dinner. My fasting may have started a couple hours ago, but then I worry about the next day making it all the way till 2. So yeah, it's finding that balance too. You don't want to start your fast too early and then end up starving in the morning. So I'd say it's a little bit of a kind of a game of just trying things out and seeing what works and, stepping on the scale in the morning and seeing if you're moving in the right direction, or at least if you're holding firm at your weight, which I've been holding firm at my weight for a couple weeks now, which is for me good because I've already, like I said, I've lost 7 and I'm keeping it off and I'm enjoying my diet. I'm enjoying the intermittent fasting. sometimes it is hard to get to that 2 o'clock mark, but with the spiritual fasting, it's cool because it gives you a reason to, whenever you feel a craving, you can say a little prayer in your head, and it helps keep you aligned and connected and feeling grounded that way. So that's been cool. And let's see, what else? Yeah, I would say cutting out the carbs is the hardest part for me because, I mean, come on, pizza, tacos. I mean, I love all that stuff. But I have found a lot of foods that I do really enjoy and like. And it's so funny. I was a tea snob for years because I'm like a yogi, you know. And when I worked in corporate, I could not stand coffee breath. I thought coffee breath was the gnarliest thing ever. So I started drinking tea, and I would buy fancy teas that were, you know, fair trade and organic. And I loved having all kinds of varieties, and my friends loved, you know, going through my tea kind of selection and picking out their teas when they would come over. And with Costa Rica being in the mix, Costa Rica is one of the blue zones, or particularly the area of Costa Rica that we live in. We're in Montezuma on the Pacific side, kind of in central Costa Rica, straight west of the capital, San Jose. And in this blue zone, there's a really high percentage of the population that lives to be over 100. So they're doing something right. Diet, lifestyle, exercise, all those things come into play, of course. But one of Costa Rica's biggest crops is coffee. And it is very much part of the culture there to drink coffee, and not just in the mornings, but afternoon coffee, a little cafecito. I like wanted to start to drink coffee because I do believe it has health benefits, even though we seem to have this idea that coffee is bad for you, because I guess because we're all hooked on it kind of thing. But I don't think it's that bad. And I went to go see a healer guy with some other stuff that I was dealing with. And he asked me what I was drinking in the morning. And when I said the tea, he did some tests on me and told me that whatever tea I was drinking wasn't good for me, and to make sure that it was really high quality, which I was a tea snob. Of course it was high quality. So, but I realized I was drinking, I had gotten out of my variety habit of doing all these different ones. I had like found my favorite and loved it and was like drinking a lot of it. So I just kind of came to the mindset that it's good to change things up. But now, of course, I love my coffee routine so much that I do have tea, but I have my coffee first. So I'll have usually just one cup of coffee. And then if I still want another warm beverage, then I will do hot water with a splash of apple cider vinegar and a dropper, not even a whole dropper full because the stuff's expensive, but like maybe like a quarter to a half a dropper full of elderberry, which I learned about at the beginning of this pandemic thing going on, because it's good for the immune system. And I didn't buy it because I was afraid of getting COVID, not at all. But I just bought it because, you know, why not boost your immune system? That's a good thing. And I'm a health nut, and it's a natural way to do it. So, and I just happened to see it at the grocery store, and I bought it, and I actually really like the taste. And anyone who has tried to drink apple cider vinegar knows it's like bitter and acidic-y in your throat. And it's not the easiest of of beverages to drink, but the elderberry counteracts that bitterness and gives it a little sweet. Sometimes I put a little splash of lemon in there too, but honestly, with the ACV and the elderberry, it tastes great. So I'll do just a hot cup of water in my mug with that. And then if I've still want another, I'll do maybe an herbal tea or something. And then as the day warms up, because it's chilly in the mornings here in Tahoe, even if it's summer, it's usually kind of chilly in the mornings. And then as soon as the sun, like full sun is out, it goes up by like 10 degrees, just instantly like a lot warmer. So then I'll switch and I'll do, have these electrolyte little packs that are like a powder that I can pour into water. So I'll often have one of those to help me get through my fast, especially if I feel like low blood sugar and a little shaky or anything like that. The electrolyte packs don't have sugar. It's got a different kind of sweetener in it. They taste pretty good. I'll have to, during one of these podcasts, because I don't have it with me right now, but tell you the brand so that you can, if you're interested in trying any of these things. That's the best tasting one that I've tried so far. I bought two and I'll let you know, maybe in a future cast, like both of them, because one of them I would never buy again. It tastes horrible. The other one's really good. What are some other things that I can do to get through my fast? Pickle juice is delicious. That also is good for hydration. I love that trick for, if you have a little too much to drink the night before and you're not feeling so well, quickest way to get hydrated. Those sports drinks, the Gatorades, they're full of sugar. And athletes have even admitted that they don't use them because of the sugar spike. And they will use pickle juice. And don't quote me on this because I don't totally know, but this is what I heard or what I've figured out and deducted about the pickle juice. So what I've heard is because the brine, the pickle juice brine, is really salty. And when you drink like a shot of pickle juice, the salt spreads throughout your body. Then you wait like a minute or two, and then you drink like a full glass of water, and then the water chases the salt. So it also spreads out throughout your body. So that's just what I've heard, and I like the idea of that. So I actually envision it as I'm drinking it. So mentally, I'm like, I'm going to feel better because I'm hydrating the best way possible. Another thing that I will do, and I got this one at Costco. I got both of them at Costco, actually, the collagen protein powder. And I used to put that directly into my coffee in the morning. Or my tea, but because of the keto thing that I'm kind of sort of doing, I was told that that's too much protein for your fasting. So you're generally not supposed to take it during your fast. But if it's, again, a day that I'm like, how am I going to make it all the way till 2 o'clock? I'll have a cup of that. And I got two, I have one that's flavorless and that's the Vital Proteins one. And then the other one is a keto specific, collagen protein powder that also has MCT oil in it, which MCT oil, if you don't know, is it's coconut oil, but it's a different version of coconut oil. And you know how coconut oil, if it's cold, it solidifies. The MCT oil doesn't do that. It stays in its liquid form always. The only word of caution there is you need to be careful when you first introduce it into your diet because it can kind of mess up your digestion a bit. Anyway, so this powder has the MCT oil mixed in and it's chocolate flavored and it's a really yummy chocolate flavor. I got my mom turned onto it and she called me yesterday and she's like, oh my gosh, this stuff's dangerous. She's like, and I'm having a hard time believing that this is like an acceptable thing to drink on my keto diet because it tastes so good. And I told her, you can put a little vodka in it. She's like, oh yeah, I have some in there. But yeah, so I'll sometimes have one of those around noon to also help me power through to get to 2 o'clock. So yeah, that's what I'm doing. And I look forward to telling you more. My favorite treat is something that I'll talk about with one of the guests that are coming up, because I know that he does it too. So I'll save that one as a surprise for later, but it does have to do with my morning routine. And yeah, I hope to talk to you guys about, you know, some of my favorite recipes and some of my my kind of workout stuff. I love riding my mountain bike. That's my favorite thing when the sun is out, is riding my bike. But I also do have what's it called? Bowflex Max trainer in our garage that I can work out on. I do some kettlebell exercises, and I also have a weight bar that I work with and free weights. But I'm not a total workout nut. I like to feel strong. And I also know as you get older, your muscles break down. And so I just want to keep on top of that at my age. I want to maintain my muscle because I feel it's easier to maintain than it is to get your body back in shape, especially building muscle, but also with weight. You know, that's why I kind of want to drop, just shed a few pounds, because I feel it's easier to keep it off than it is to drop it. So yeah, that's what I'm doing in a nutshell. And our next podcast will be on Friday. So I look forward to bringing that your way. And I guess that's it. I'm going to sign off for now, and I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your week.